Welcome to Opening Dharma Access, a podcast where we hear stories from BIPOC teachers about their Dharma experiences and practice, and how those inform the ways they are sharing the Dharma today. I am Reverend Lian Shutt, creator, producer, and one of three hosts with Kyra Jewelingo and Lama Karma Yeshe Chodron. In this episode, the three hosts meet, and we are discussing our vision and intention for the podcast. The vision I had for this podcast is very much to find out from each other, from BIPOC teachers, how our experience as BIPOCs, as people of color, as we are practicing, informs what we think are key points or key ways of sharing the Dharma and forming practice containers or ways of enacting practice and interacting with students of colors in particular about how we teach. So that's the original idea. Yeah, and then I think there's some really deep stories about this, and also in terms of sharing this information. One, people get to know teachers of color more, which we don't get a lot of exposure. And then two, we can learn from each other. And I think as people of color, the more we have information, the more we feel empowered, and the more we feel invited and welcome to participate. So that my intention and my vision, essentially, for the podcast. And I always wanted to do with other teachers of color. It was never like a me thing. I met Lama Karma Yeshe Chodron and Kyra Jewelingo at the Gen X Teacher Conference in 2017. Lama Yeshe and I were on the committee to organize for the 2019 conference. So got to know each other more, and I'm really happy to be doing this with the two of you. So happy to get to know you better, and to in your interviewing of other teachers and being hosts for us all to build a community together and get to know each other better. Yeshe, why don't you share with us what your thoughts about this and why you joined the project, perhaps?
Well, obviously, I'm doing it so I can spend more time with both of you. And that's, in a way, what I'd love to see coming out of this podcast, being able to make more connections with other Dharma teachers in the Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities. Because I feel we have a very different way of interacting with each other and with Dharma and with spiritual communities as a whole. And I'm really interested in how that works. Most of us spend a lot of our time working with the teachings or with students. One of the things I loved about the Gen X Buddhist Teachers Conference, where the three of us met, was the opportunity to talk to other teachers across Buddhist lineage. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about everybody else. I tend to meet folks in my heritage of Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, a lot more than others. And the cross-fertilization in that conference was wonderful. And the opportunity to meet teachers that were not necessarily American white convert Buddhists was also much greater, just because of the critical mass of Dharma teachers in general. So I'd love to see this podcast explore the ways that our experience differs from very mainstream Buddhist communities in the U.S., because that's where we are, but to some extent there may be parallels in Europe and elsewhere. I'm especially interested in looking at questions of authority and voice and claiming expertise, which I think has a very different cadence among folks who already come from locations of privilege and power as opposed to those who do not occupy those spaces. So I'm very interested in that. And also, I have a particular interest in just sensitivity to the heritage countries of Buddhism, mostly in Asia and Southeast Asia and South Asia, and ensuring that there's visibility for practitioners who were raised in these heritages in the US or Europe, as well as the teachers across millennia from Asia that have made it possible for any of us to interact with the Dharma. So I'd love to have some conversation around that in particular when it comes to teachers in the Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities.
Great, thank you. Kyra, share with us.
Yeah, well, echoing what both of you said, I think this is a really wonderful occasion to build Sangha between us as hosts and also between those that we'll be speaking with and interviewing, but also to raise up the voices of BIPOC teachers for the community. So building community in the larger sense of connecting the dots, because sometimes we are really in our own traditions, in our own regional locations, as Lama Yeshe, you just spoke to. So this inviting also voices to speak to each other in a sense that may not always have the chance to address each other. And I think, you know, there's a piece in this as we look at race in the Dharma and how to really open the access of the Dharma to the BIPOC community, the important role that teachers, BIPOC teachers, play in that, how to be supportive of BIPOC teachers is an interest of mine, and also how to support more BIPOC folks becoming teachers. And just creating a space where the particular personal stories of each person, of each teacher that comes onto the show can really be held and honored and understood with the, you know, larger intention that this would help our community at large to be more welcoming, to make more space, to have a deeper understanding of how oppression, injustice looks, how it looks, how it shows up, and what can be done about it to really make our practice spaces more wise, more welcoming, more just. And you know, within the BIPOC community too, just understanding how different groups within Black, Indigenous, people of color are experiencing the Dharma, are experiencing their access to the Dharma, are experiencing the transmission of the Dharma from student, from teacher to student, or community, you know, to community, one generation to the next. Like, are there differences within the BIPOC experience also? So to learn about each other, to learn from each other. So those are some of the things that are on my heart, on my mind right now.
Yeah, so we're committed, the three of us, myself and Kyra Julingo and Lama Yeshe, to opening Dharma access. That's our main vision and through this podcast. We are inviting you all to participate in listening to Black, Indigenous, and people of color teachers. This has been Reverend Leanne Schutt for Opening Dharma Access with Kara Jewelingo and Lama Karma Yeshe Todren. Today we met to do this trailer for you, to give you a sense of our vision and intention. I hope it piqued your interest and excites you, and that you'll continue to come back. As part of the launch, we will be also interviewing each other, so check out those episodes to get to know us better. Look for new episodes on the first of every month. In between episodes, we'll also share a meditation, mindfulness practice, chant, or another form of practice from our guests with you. Come back to check that out and to keep on listening to our BIPOC teachers. Be sure to subscribe for notification. Rate and review the podcast to help us spread the word. Check the episode notes for resources and email us at suddenleap.a@gmail.com with any questions. Let's open Dharma Access to all beings.